Let's go.
Back to the Bay Area, and you know, granted, it's not Bay, but to be here and have all the years in Berkeley and to be able to help win like this.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really good, you know, doing it regardless of where it was. I think it was a great team win, and it's fun playing in front of a lot of people that I do know are here. But regardless of that, I thought it was a great team win. You know, don't want to make it as close as we did, but you know, finishing a win like that is big and shows signs of a good team.
What were the emotions standing on the sidelines on that last defensive stand when your defense had to make a play and they actually delivered it?
Yeah, I had a lot of faith in them. You know, I knew who's over there and how hard those guys work and, you know, what they're trained on, and I had a lot of faith in them that they're going to make a stop, and they did. And you know, hats off to them. It wasn't, you know, exactly what we wanted on any phase of the ball all night, but getting a chance to make that stop there, I think, was huge.
Jared, you guys have put 40 points on the board twice now. In those three games, you had, you know, Robert, Sammy, early, all go for over 100 in this game in their respective categories. Does that change expectations for this season on how good this offense can be, how good you guys can be?
And we don't set any limit on ourselves. I think we just try to go out every day and execute and continue to do what we do and continue to get better. I think there's a lot of things we can improve on as well, but you know, there's no limits or expectations on ourselves. We're just trying to continue to get better and continue to execute.
What was it like having both Robert and Sammy execute the way they did in the past game?
That was great. You know, those guys have been tremendous since they got here, and getting a chance to see it come alive today really, really was huge. You know, Sammy on that deep ball, you know, something we've worked on in practice for a long time now, and for him to make that play is huge. You know, there's a reason we went and got him, and you know, that's one of the main reasons. And he's a great player, and I expect him to continue to do things like that.
So I was saying the 1 yard pass to Sammy, the run pass option. What did you see on that? And what were you looking
at? You know, we got the look on it on the previous play. We're on the same play twice, so we got the look on it on the previous play. And I didn't throw it, and I wanted to, and I didn't. We got stuffed, and Sammy came back to the huddle and said, it's there. He told me, you know, it's there. And didn't know we were going to call it again, but we did. I said, okay, I'm going to trust it, and got the same look out there, and Sammy was right. It was there. Good play.
Did you ever think this time last year at the stadium, it was the first game, you weren't even active, and how much things have changed for you, and did you ever look back on that at all?
No. Looking forward, man. It was an exciting day today to be up here, and again, being Levi Stadium, and you know, obviously come out with a win is the most important thing. We were able to do that, improve to 2-1. It's a lot better than 1-2. And
these kind of wins as important as big wins and blowouts. Bigger.
I think it's bigger as for a team, for camaraderie, for chemistry, for everything. When you don't, you know, play and execute exactly how you want, and then you're able to finish it at the end, is a sign of a good team, a sign of good leadership, and a sign of, you know, a veteran team. And you know, it's only game three now, but it was a really good win for us to have.
Are all these experiences part of the process of learning how to win?
Definitely, I think so. But you know, I don't do it by myself. You know, there's everyone out there doing a great job, and today it was 100% team effort. And again, I can't stress it enough: win's a win, and we're happy with where we are right now.
How did things sort of develop with McVay, just as the play caller, especially on this short week, getting into that rhythm?
What do you mean?
The way you guys were able to establish a rhythm early on offense?
I mean, it was a short week, so we only had so long to game plan, and we do have so much variety in our offense and so much stuff that we do know that we can mix and mash and dress up in different ways. And so I think that's the main thing we tried to do is run stuff we know we're good at and run stuff that we are comfortable with and maybe make it look like something else. But at the same time, if we run the ball like that, tough to beat. And when Todd's on like that and our O-line is blocking like they were today, it's going to be tough to beat.
What do you feel like to have Todd not just as the running threat, but also developing more and more into receiver?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great player and ran his ass off today, excuse me. But, yeah, just him getting out open as a check down is huge. And when I – it's almost, you know, comforting when I – get through my progression, I see him wide open, I go, okay, here's 15. You know, it's very comforting knowing that he can make a play after the catch, and a very sure-handed player, and is also a very good communicator, body language as well as verbally, just when he's running his routes and off on the sideline as well.
To get to that read, you also have to have the time to be able to get to that read.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the way the offensive line has been playing these three games?
Yeah, they've been really good, really, really good. And I think today was, you know, a really good chance to see how good they really are, and with the run game and the pass game and protecting really well all day. And then I think, you know, what Austin Blythe was able to do coming into the game, and you know, John's a guy we love, and John's a guy that means a lot to us, and Austin able to come in and make it fairly seamless and do a great job. And, you know, without his ability there, you know, anything can happen. Injuries happen all the time. Without what he did there, who knows? I mean, he came in and stepped up and had a great day.